Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy holidays. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. So we were talking about what Washington should do in the offseason here. And, you know, I'm kind of for bringing back some of the veterans here and hoping this year was just a fluke and that it was just injury-riddled. And I still believe in Jaden, and I still believe this team was, you know, a couple pieces away from the Super Bowl. And, you know, that's my approach to things. You could have the opposite approach, but I think we need to figure out some things over these final three games to then accurately make the decision in the offseason. So I'm transitioning the topic from running it back next year to which are the five young guys who need to step up most over the next three games. 1-800-636-1067. Call AWOD. Give us your five. 1-800-636-1067. Number one on my list is Benjamin Sinnott. Ben Sennett. Whatever you want to call him. This young tight end had one great catch for 36 yards last week. And everybody wants to force-feed him the rock and see what he can do, and I want to also. And when you watch the film, which I actually went back and did, he had one target, one catch. But he had three other plays in which he was open. Marcus Mariota just didn't get him the ball. And there were two other plays that I noticed where I thought he ran good routes. Just wasn't towards the top of the progressions for the quarterback. So I think Ben Sinnott gets four targets today, at least. Maybe he makes three good plays. And then seven targets on Christmas. Maybe he makes five good plays. And we all want this guy to be a huge part of the offense. But it takes guys time to develop. And also, I'm going to say, I think it's much more difficult than people realize for Cliff Kingsbury, the offense coordinator and play caller, to get this guy involved. He does not run the same route tree as Zach Ertz. They are two completely different tight ends. He also does not have the experience. He's a different style of guy. And also, like, yeah, we want to get Ben Sinnott involved. Yes. We also want to get McLaurin going. He hasn't had a great season. We also want to get Deebo Samuel more looks and involved in the offense. They also wanted to get the other wide receivers going and the running backs. Like, a lot of the fans want Ben Sinnott to be the top of Cliff's list as a guy that he should target because he's going to be a big piece moving forward, probably. But I don't know that Cliff is thinking that way. I think you have to slowly work him into it. You have to stick with your game plan to try to win. They can't just think, oh, screw the game plan. Let's just try to throw it to our young tight end to show him off. So I'm expecting four targets at least for Ben Sinnott today as they slowly work him in more. He's number one. Number two, it's the punt returning specialist out of Virginia Tech, Jalen Lane. Two house calls in just his first season, has absolutely shown to be He can be a Pro Bowler in this league at the special teams level. But where does he fit in on offense? Where does he fit in at wide receiver? I think he's much better in the slot than he is on the outside. They've given him a lot of opportunities on the outside. He hasn't really won like I want him to, and he had a drop in the end zone. You can't have that. I think he is best as Debo's backup in the slot. But again, I think they're trying to get Debo going. They're trying to really figure out what they have in Debo Samuel to make a decision about him in the offseason. And so it's hard to get both him and Lane involved. Number three, Jordan McGee. Now, it is my opinion that this team needs to draft a linebacker in the first three rounds. And I don't think that McGee is the guy to be the replacement for Bobby Wagner. I think that guy's playing college football, might be in the CFP today. I think we draft the linebacker, a middle linebacker, in the first three rounds to replace Bobby Wagner. But we'll see what kind of development they can get from McGee. He was a fifth-round pick out of Temple. He's shown the speed, the athleticism. He's got to learn some of the little things that go into playing the linebacker position. There was just a few plays where he's faster than Wagner, but Wagner was quicker because he was able to identify the hole or identify who he was supposed to guard quicker. And so, look, it's going to be about the experience, but these next three games are going to be big for Jordan McGee. I also think Washington needs to upgrade at running back. I said this last year that, yeah, Brian Robinson Jr. had a solid season, 900 yards, made it to the conference championship, and we played Saquon. Oh, and the round before that, we played Jahmyr Gibbs, right? And Kyren Williams is on the Rams. And the NFC is filled with, like, these young, tough running backs, Bijan Robinson. And then the Cowboys went and got Javonte Williams. And I felt like almost every team in the damn conference upgraded running back except for Washington. We ran it back and then added a seventh-round pick. Now, Bill is the next up on my list here, who is going to have these next three games as an opportunity to prove that he belongs as one of the three running backs next season. I think we need to upgrade that position, but I also want to give Bill an opportunity to prove to me that he is the guy. He's got to hold on to the football better. There's no doubt about that. He's got to hold on to the football better. But I think he's shown off the vision. He's shown off the speed, the agility. Let's see what he can do over the final three games. And the last guy on the list here, he's not a young guy at all. He's a 10-year veteran, but Antonio Hamilton Sr. showed me something that we haven't had in a while at cornerback, outside of, like, from Mikey Sainristow, but it was like a guy that was just making a play on the ball in the air. I mean, that's just so crucial. You can be a step behind, but when the ball arrives, slap that bitch down, get a hand on his arm, and pull him away from the football. Hamilton had a really solid game, and because of that, I wanted to put him on the list of backups that I think need to step up most over the final three games. The meaningless NFC East tournament to close out 2025. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's take your phone calls next. Give me your five. Give me your top two. 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good take, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Happy holidays. Thanks to Metal Chris keeping it funky with the ones and twos. Their awesome holiday music all show long here on AWOD Radio. You can call in 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Call AWOD or tweet us at AWOD Radio, at 1067 The Fan. Dwayne says, AWOD, I disagree with your producer about Peters and his lack of depth. The problem is multiple injuries to the same position group and injuries to our quarterback this year. Do you think if Philly lost A.J. Brown, D. Smith, and three of their defensive linemen, starting safety, starting running back, they would be the same team? I hope that we can all say next year that this year was just a season that was ruined because of injuries. Mark tweets me, AWOD, I think Peter should have traded Daron Payne for picks next year. The problem next year is Dallas having two ones, arguably the better roster now. Giants might have the number one overall pick, and the Eagles always draft well. Mike tweets me, love hearing my boy AWOD every Saturday. Started from filling in on Christmas Day to here now. Absolutely. 2017 was AWOD's Christmas Miracle Part 1. We did the three-peat, Part 1, 2, and 3, and I've moved here to Richmond. That's where you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. on the Odyssey app. So searching 910 The Fan, and I'm happy to be here with you guys on Saturday morning. So I named my five, all right, and I get it. Antonio Hamilton Sr. is not one of the young guys, but he impressed me. Bill at 4, Jordan McGee at 3, Jalen Lane at 2, Ben Sinnott at number 1 of the young guys that need to step up most over the final three games of the season. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to PJ in Reston. What's up, PJ?
Hey, guys. Happy Saturday. Happy holidays to everybody. My day's off to a good start. I'm about to get some Anita's Huevos Rancheros, so, you know, that's always a good thing.
There we go.
Now, yeah, and then as far as like the five, right? So the funny thing is, yesterday I was on Grant and Denny. You know, like they had, I think, Chris Rodriguez as the guy, right? To me, I just thought that was a weird take by the Washington Post. I like Chris Rodriguez; he's very good. He has a very high floor, but not the highest ceiling. I think we should bring Chris Rodriguez back next year, anyways. He's a restricted free agent, but to me, the guy, it's got to be Bill, because we've got as of now only four picks, right? You figure the first pick is going to have to be an edge rusher. Maybe we might even need to take two edge rushers to get a little depth there. That leaves you with only two picks. And given how weak the quarterback coming out next year are, it's not exactly a slam dunk that we can trade back and pick up an extra pick or two. We should, but it's not a guarantee. So right now, sitting at four picks, we need to find out if we need a running back next year or not. Bill has more upside, I think, than Rodriguez, but maybe a lower floor, right? So we got to get Bill some run to see, okay, out of these four picks next year, or do we get another running back, or can we at least allocate those resources somewhere else?
Yeah, and we got to find out over the final three games. So let me ask you right now, though. As of today, would you upgrade the running back?
As of today, yes. But if Bill plays well enough the last three games, we won't need to, which is why it's so crucial. Because if he plays well enough to where we can use that pick for something else, that's going to go a long way.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I also want to bring Rodriguez back. It's just, to me, Rodriguez doesn't have to prove anything. We know what he is. He's like I compare him to like a Tyler Allgeier, where if, I know people love Rodriguez, but if he's your starter, that's a very low-end starter. He's a high-end backup low-end starter.
Yeah.
Right, kind of fits in the Tyler Allgeier, same body style, same kind of running style mode. The next guy after that is Ben Sinnott. Last week was I didn't like last week because I thought, okay, Ertz is out. Now we're finally going to see this guy get some run, get some catches. And he still didn't really do much. He doesn't really look that fast when I see him play. He's supposed to kind of be a Kyle Juszczyk, George Kittle kind
of
blend.
PJ, I think we're going to see him today because I do think it's so difficult for Cliff Kingsbury. Everybody says, well, Sinnott's in for Ertz, but they're just two completely different tight ends. I'm hoping he gets the targets today.
Gotcha. No, I hope so, too, because I want to see him succeed. It's just, I'm not that impressed with him. But once again, he's not playing a lot, so it's really hard when somebody doesn't get that rhythm of playing. The third guy to me is Treylon Burks. He needs to get more snaps than Noah Brown. It all comes to the fact that we know what Noah Brown is. We know what Deepo Samuel is.
Well, Noah Brown's back on IR. We won't see him again. And I don't think we're going to, unfortunately, see him ever again in a Commander's uniform.
I agree. You know, it's probably for the best. I wish him well, but it's probably for the best. But, yeah, we need to, once again, comes back to having four picks next year, right? We need to get Treylon Burks some shine to see. I don't think Treylon Burks, even if he plays well, that I hope that's not going to be our number two receiver. But can he step in as a three or four? And then that leads me to the next guy, which is Jalen. Jalen is awesome in the return game. Well, when Luke comes back, looks like we've got the return game part. We've got that down. The kickoff and punt returns with Jalen and Luke. But I need to see a little bit more from Jalen in the passing game. The next guy is Jordan McGee and then Johnny Newton. We need to see those guys kind of flash. And, hopefully we can get, like, we can make that four pick stretch it to five or six.
Yeah.
And
no,
also,
I love it. I love it, PJ. I appreciate you chiming in to your list.
I'll do that.
I want to keep it rolling here with some more callers.
Yes, sir. Have a great day, guys.
Yep, good call. Chris, can you confirm this, though? I believe Washington has a first, a third, a fifth, two sixths, and then a seventh. Check if you can confirm how many draft picks the Commanders have. I believe they have six picks, but they have traded several of them. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. Elijah, you're on line one.
What's going on, AWOD? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for sure. You guys are kind of hitting the list. I think everybody who's been drafted by Adam Peters needs to produce. And I think we are putting some confidence in their draft. Because they haven't displayed their draft picks enough for me, I'm not confident in their selection. Amos broke his leg. Luke McCaffrey is down. So I'm not trying to lean on my guys, but I think this is going to look like the first year where our phones are going to be going absolutely crazy with the amount of additions of just guys. They showed up to guys with camp with like, so just more than the average amount that guys were showing up to teams were showing up to camp. And I think that's what's going to happen again this year. They just need a lot of pieces and a lot of depth. So yes, if you were drafted by the Commanders, in Adam Peters' regime, you have to play because we need to evaluate this entire roster, and they can't hide nobody. Everything needs to – the coaching – everything matters. Whatever you did throughout the year, whatever you were working on with your coach, I need to be able to see it now. It's been 2 years now. This is the end of the second year.
Yeah. Elijah, I got a question for you, man. So let's say Washington has the fifth overall pick. What position group are you attacking?
We need to go get an edge rusher or that safety. So I'm thinking defense, right? The defense has to raise the floor so Jaden Daniels in the offense doesn't have to score as many points. There's a way for us to do this without scoring 40. And if we could put some pressure on the quarterback, maybe Amos looks better. Maybe Sanders Hill gets a few more picks in the slot. So we have to be able to go all in on attacking this defense. has to be a complete, like, they have to really go in and really tooling this defense. I feel like offensively, we can – I trust them to go find – I think offensively, their identity and their ability to retool is better. They went to
Elijah, I think on offense – Debo. I think on offense, we're making some moves in free agency, like re-signing Debo, going to pay a tight end, likely, or Pitts, or someone.
A lot easier of a thing for me, based on what you already have proven. You've proven some things. Defensively, I don't think we have anything truly to stand on. And when Amos went down, I was like, man, that was kind of like our guy in the corner. He just broke his leg. So I think we're going to have to go back into the well and maybe go at some positions that people thought we already had solved. When you have certain injuries and certain type of injuries, I said, no, man, we're going to have to dip in at the cornerback position. We're going to have to dip in at the linebacker position. Every part of this defense needs to be dealt with. Yeah. So we got to play Newton. We just need to see. It's not really about leaning on guys and be like, you can't play. It's like, no, if you're in this uniform, I really need to see who's here now, because how we went about it, when you put vets in, the problem is when you get these vets in, if they can't hold up to a certain degree, what you're going to have is guys that are too old and guys that are too young, and you're going to have this big gap, a chunk of space that isn't being occupied. Check it out. That's why if this team was tooled correctly and then you bought Bobby in, if Bobby didn't have to do so much, or your veterans were supposed to be like riding into the sunset. But now they had to give you a gear that they wasn't ever supposed to give you. Yeah. They were supposed to be helping.
We were relying on them, you know.
We relied on them way too much.
Yeah.
And now Adam Peters, everybody has to remember, he just tooled his team based off of what he thought. It's almost like having a kid that you know isn't going to go to the next level. But as a parent, you're going to give them every piece of equipment and tool that they need to support them as a parent.
And good I think call, man. I always love your metaphors and your analysis. Good stuff, Elijah. I appreciate it, man.
They got in them closed doors and said, man, we keep winning. Oh, my God. We have to reward winning. This is the NFL business. You reward winning.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. We were so close. All right. Hey, Chris, do you have that information for us on the draft? The caller was mentioning four picks.
Yeah, so right now we have a first, a third, a fifth, two sixth, including one from San Francisco, and then a seventh. But there may be some compensatory stuff happening once the season's over.
Yeah. No, that's where I thought we were at. 1, 3, 5, 6, 6, 7. And look, I'm hoping that we can trade back and acquire more picks. I go back to what Peters did the first time he was here. Like, I thought it was really smart to trade back and acquire Johnny Newton and Mikey Sainer still. And, of course, now we look at it and it's like, damn, wouldn't that the Eagles get Cooper DeJean? But I still think the 2-for-1 in the draft is the way to go. Taking a quick commercial break, you're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about.
So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Metal Chris, I need you to put together every song that you've played today as a playlist so I can go back and check out the full versions. What was that? That was awesome.
That's Run DMC's Christmas in the Hollis from the Die Hard soundtrack, man.
Ah, I knew I'd heard it before, but I didn't know what it was.
There's not a ton of like hip hop holiday songs I can play that don't have a lot
Doesn't
of
Doesn't DMX have like a Rudolph that's pretty good?
I think he
good?
Does too, yeah. But yeah. I did the Motorhead Run Run Rudolph, and I think it's the same song, so I try not to, even if it's different singers, try not to do the same one.
Yeah, well, happy holidays to you. I appreciate the theme music here on the show today. It sounded great, and put together a little playlist for me because I want to go back and check it out. We can also tweet it out at 106.7 The Fan, at AWOD Radio. If you've been enjoying the show, you can rewind on the Odyssey app or check out the Best of AWOD Radio podcast that's available during the week, Monday through Friday. This becomes a podcast overtime on 106.7 The Fan. Let's go back to the phone lines. Open lines on AWOD Radio. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan, at AWOD Radio, AWADD. RADIO, or you could call in. Let's go to James in Woodbridge. What's up, James?
What's going on, fellas? AY, happy holidays to you, my brother.
Thank you, James. Thanks for chiming in, man. What'd you want to call in about today?
Hey, listen, I am the defense is actually showing some excitement. Sam Estill is somebody I think they need to really, really invest in. Also agree, man. Hamilton, I think his name is. He showed some fire and fight that we haven't seen all season.
Yeah.
As far as offense, man, I just want to see what Bill got. You know, we started out the season hearing all of this hype. They let him run. He had a great game. And then after that, it was kind of like they forgot about him. And then they said, okay, he's not the guy. And they put – you know, they put Rodriguez in over him instead of just really pushing through and seeing what they had. So I
think he kind of did that to himself, though, with the fumble issue. And, you know, look, when you're fumbling and you're losing games, it becomes more and more difficult to give that guy another opportunity. But now that they're eliminated, there's no reason not to give him the bulk of the carries.
I agree. And I think fumbles are definitely get you off the field. But I think when you have the explosiveness that player has, I think it took away from what they were trying to be as an offense. Their identity changed so many times this season because they really didn't have either the key piece, the running back or wide receiver in place to be who they wanted to be. Those are my three I wanted to see outside of, you know, edge rushers that are not healthy right now. So there's nothing we can do. But look, I'm going to throw a wild card out there. I don't think this team is ready and where it needs to be, and I think they took a major step back this year with injury and other, you know, other things that's happening internally and externally. Yo, put it out there. Trade Jaden Daniels.
What?
Let's see. Yes.
Hold wild on. Card. Hold on. State your name and where you're calling from once again.
James in Woodbridge, fellas.
And your take
James
is what?
In Woodbridge. My take is they're not where they need to be. They got lucky last year. They hit lightning, and I think they got ahead of themselves. And because of that, they didn't build properly. And now what I'm saying is controversial, but they're not going to build in time to avoid having to pay Jaden big bucks. They're not going to be the team they need to be because they got so many holes I'm saying trade Jaden, maybe get you a 1 and 2, and build from there. Build you a nice defensive line and offensive line, and start over with. I think they got a couple rookie quarterbacks in the draft that they could.
James, can I be honest with you, James? Can I be honest with you, man?
Yeah.
I really, deep down, I'm deciding. Do I cut you off or do I let you keep going with this wild take? I think you have to keep going. I think you got to explain it further because there's people listening right now that think you're an idiot, James. So try to explain yourself.
Hey, listen. What some people trash is another man's treasure. They're going to look at this and they're going to have to analyze. What is this guy James and Woodbridge saying? What I'm saying is the offensive philosophy has no identity. You're looking at a year where you're almost about to fire your core coaches because of how disastrous this has been. Let's get to year 3 or 4 and they're not improving. You're out the door with Quinn, Cliffberry, and you got Jaden, who is just going to be by himself. McLaurin's going to be a shell of himself. I said last year they needed to build around Jaden, get him offensive weapons. What'd they do? They went and got a unhealthy Deebo Samuels. They should have got the kid out of with Joe Burrow's team, T. Higgins, and they would have upgraded severely. But now they took 3 steps back. They didn't invest in running back again because they wanted to see what Brian Robinson, and they struck lightning, got a 7th rounder. Again, they're playing chance with this instead of really building a solid core. And now I think they're behind the 8 ball. Jaden is going to be injury prone. They don't have an offensive line that's going to shore him up.
Why would any team that's where it really comes down to is you don't believe Jaden's the guy. Because you're not saying you want to trade him as your franchise quarterback. You've seen enough 2 years into his career and the injury riddle season his sophomore year that you would trade him because you don't think he can stay healthy.
I don't think he can stay healthy, not with this offensive line, not with a Laremy Tunsil, who I don't know why Houston would trade their corner piece, and we see that he's not as top tier as we think he is. That
I don't know, man. James, everybody that grades left tackles in the NFL would disagree with you. I personally haven't been obsessed with Laremy Tunsil like some people have, but I think he's been way better than you're saying and way better than what we've had in previous seasons since we had Chris Samuel. Man, hey, I appreciate the call. I'm glad you got your wild take out there. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Humor me. That's all I'm saying.
Look, the only person I would trade Jaden for is Joe Burrow, and that's the end of
there
that discussion,
go.
Man. It's not
Do
happening,
it.
Though. We just we live in reality, not in James's fantasy world, but appreciate you listening to the show, bro. Have a great weekend.
Take care, brother. Happy holidays.
Yep, you're listening to AWOT on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Did want to mention how much is going on in the sports world. We get an AWOD Radio Power Hour extended. Yes, we'll do an extra segment this Saturday because I'm taking you up to the Caps game as they take on Detroit. So that's going to be at 12:30. So AWOD Radio up till 12:15. You got the college football playoffs, of course, Commanders game day. And I did want to make sure I mention an awesome college basketball game that I'll be watching. No, not Duke, Texas Tech, 8 o'clock on ESPN. I'm talking about the rivalry renewed with UVA against Maryland. Maryland travels to John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville, Virginia for a matchup against top 25 ranked Virginia. 9-1 Virginia, 6-5 Maryland, both teams in year one. Buzz Williams at Maryland. Ryan Odom, who was at UMBC when they upset Virginia in the first ever 16-1 seed matchup, went to Utah State, was successful, went to VCU and won, and is now in his first year at Virginia. And they've got an incredible Euro big named Tess DeRitter. I know Virginia Tech's European guard Neoklis Avdalis has gotten all the hype. I think Tess DeRitter is actually better right now at the college level, and he will be drafted as well. So that's a big-time basketball game tonight, 6 p.m. on ESPN. But, of course, the big story is the college football playoffs and the fact that the Commanders have a rivalry game against the Eagles. And it just sucks. I mean, it just sucks that this is a meaningless game, right? I mean, they broke our hearts in the conference championship game. We thought we were so close, and the schedule came out. This was supposed to be the heavyweight fight. The two divisional champs going at each other to decide who wins the NFC East. Instead, Philadelphia wins the NFC East with a win, and Washington just gets a worse draft position with a win. Unfortunately, it means nothing. I do like how Dan Quinn has turned this into a NFC East tournament to try to inspire guys in the locker room after you're already eliminated and it's tough here in these colder months to want to go out and tackle and make plays. But we'll see. I am actually expecting them to put up a fight. I think it starts with the ability to run the football. I think one thing that's been pretty clear to me this season from Washington is when they run the football successfully, they win. Week one, Ja'Cory Kruski-Merritt was our leading back with 82 rushing yards. We won. Week two, we had 17 rushing yards. And, of course, Jaden got hurt against the Packers. Week three, McNichols, 78 yards, and we win. Week four, Rodriguez, the lead back at 59. Week five, Kruski-Merritt goes off for 111 yards. We win. The next week, 61. I mean, it's pretty clear. 78 yards or more of rushing, and usually we win. We got 79 against Miami and Madrid. We lost in overtime. 96 yards by Kruski-Merritt, by Bill against the Giants. We win that game. This is a team that for two seasons in a row now has relied on the rushing attack to set up the play-action pass, to set up their ability to make the explosive plays. That's going to continue against the Eagles today. We're going to have to control the time of possession and win in the trenches. I'll give you the keys to victory and pathway to success. Before that, let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got G from the shop. What's up, G? You're on the fan with AWOD.
Oh, you know we always tune in. Hey, AWOD, I just called to tell you happy holidays and thank you for being on the air Saturday and Sunday, man. You helped me get through the Instacart side job days, man. And
well,
I ain't calling
that,
Oh, nah, man. You a metal, man. T980, man, family. But I ain't talking no football because I'm tired of talking about this football season, man. It's enforced a lot of substance abuse over here. And I'm just glad I'm not the only one suffering from this substance abuse. Shout out to James from Woodbridge because we know he's indulging if you're talking about trading a franchise quarterback to get picks. We finally found our franchise quarterback. That's the one silver lining that we don't have to go search for a quarterback to get us through next season. And we got to go through this little hard time we're going through right now, A-Rod.
Yeah. But, you know, Philadelphia went through this also when they – and it wasn't as bad, but when they lost their playoff game to Tampa, it was heartbreaking. And then they came back and ended up winning the Super Bowl. Sometimes you have to get knocked down, and then you get back up again.
Everybody goes through this. Every football team goes through this. And I've told Kevin Sheehan numerous times because he wanted to rush Jaden back and get him reps. Like, if he was a developing quarterback that didn't show me what he could do last year, I would say get him them reps and develop him. But Matt Stafford, in his first two seasons, only played 16 out of 32 games and followed that up with 8 straight and didn't miss a game. So he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and we got one, too. And we just got to be patient and go through these growing pains, you know?
Yeah. Gee, would you say, though, would you have an honest conversation with Jaden Daniels if you had the opportunity about protecting himself and making sure he is available? Because I do think he needs to realize that his availability is the most important thing in his abilities, and he can do a better job protecting himself. Doesn't mean I don't believe in him and want to roll with him, but I think he can do a better job protecting himself.
Nah, you're right. He do got to make a lot of little business decisions from time to time, but when he doesn't, it shows me that he's a supreme competitor that's not soft at all. They said he was too skinny. He don't play skinny. He plays like a supreme competitor that always wants to be out there, and that's why I'm glad they shut him down to protect him from himself.
Yeah.
This season.
Yeah, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. And I do think that that's exactly what happened with this decision here. And it's why I was so upset last week, because it did not sound like it was coming from the mouth of Dan Quinn. I think we've all figured out Dan Quinn might have said it, but it didn't really come from his heart. It came from above, because the head coach wants to win every single game in the season. The quarterback wants to win every game in the season. The general manager's perspective is, once we're eliminated, what does a win help for us? And I think that played into his decision. Plus, Jaden already getting hurt. Plus, Patrick Mahomes' injury. I mean, there's just so many other factors that came into that decision. I think it ended up being the right decision for the future of this franchise. Even though I wanted to see, like, selfishly, Adam Epstein wanted to see Jaden Daniels. It's the only reason I wanted to watch the games when we were eliminated. So I admit, that's why I was rooting for the Giants last week. No, Jaden, I don't want to watch. But I understand it was probably the right decision for this franchise. I'll be rooting for Mariota this weekend now, and I want to see some of these young guys step up. That's exactly what I want to see. I named my five earlier. Ben Sinnott's at the top of that list. And I don't think that people were fair to Cliff Kingsbury for getting upset with him for Ben Sinnott only having one target and one catch. He does not run the same routes as Zach Ertz. They have completely different body types, completely different levels of experience, and what they do and their abilities on the field. I will be upset with Cliff Kingsbury if Ben Sinnott doesn't have four targets today. Then I think we can get mad at him. But I think it's so hard for this coaching staff for what they've dealt with the injuries, with the inconsistency, with the lineup. Like, you can get mad at Cliff Kingsbury, fine. But you try to call plays when you lose your running back week two, you lose your quarterback three or four times in the season, your wide receiver one's not available. Your offensive line has been shifted three or four times. Cliff was dealt a bad hand. It's completely a bad hand. Final segment of AWOD Radio coming up next with AWOD's NFL picks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. Thanks for listening in to AWOD Radio. This is the final segment on the Fan. Final segment of Saturday mornings with AWOD for the year. We'll be back in 2026, live and local. And it is a Washington game day. We'll close out the show with keys to victory and pathway to success. But let's go to the phone lines. What do you want to see today as Washington takes on the Philadelphia Eagles? Danny in Washington, D.C. What's up? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Actually, it's now afternoon, but you know, the last caller made a very valid point about, you know, the way Jaden Daniels and how he perceived that he was playing and so on and so forth. I mean, it was almost last season like he was in a Staples store. Wow, this was easy. You know, you hit the easy button. 12-5, we're in the playoffs, a game away from going to the Super Bowl. This year, you know, we had the sophomore slump. But, you know, when you're eliminated from the playoffs and you got guys that are on your team that need to be showcasing their talents because they may not be here next season for some reason or another, let them play. And yeah, it probably came down from the GM or maybe even the owner. Hey, we got to protect our investment. I don't give a rat's backside about what incentives he's due. Why would he need to play for incentives if this were a reason for, oh man, come on, man, let me play. I'm fine. Wrong. No, you're not. We'll give you a chance to make your incentives next year. It says, do you want to walk 8 years from now? And I bring that up because I keep in contact with the guy because he was like my favorite football player when I was watching the University of Maryland years ago under Jerry Claiborne. Yeah, I'm that old. Randy White. He gets up. It broke my heart. He went to the Cowboys, but he sat me down and explained it to me like when I was in my mid-20s. Like, dude, I got drafted. I didn't have a choice. I'm like, yeah, it's because your name wasn't Manning or Elway. And he started laughing. But he gets up to town for, you know, the Maryland sports Hall of Fame digs every now and then. But the man can be, I mean, he's in his probably mid-70s. He can't walk. He almost has to shuffle because he can't pick his feet up. And I mean, he's still a monster of a dude, but he can't walk. And it's like, guys, this is you if you don't back off the nonsense. And when you're hurt, say you're hurt, because you don't want to be a hero, because you're going to get yourself hurt so bad that we're not going to be able to use you. And then there was the words of wisdom from RG3. Oh, Griffin, shut up. You were so selfish. You wanted to go out and play even though you know you had a bad leg. Oh, and look, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. And it cost us the game against Seattle because he wasn't mobile anymore. You know, let Jaden Daniels be Jaden Daniels. Let this new coaching staff and the new ownership group run this team, because the last one was a cretin disaster. And I'm sorry that you were part of it. But I think it's a good thing that they shut him down, and they're going to let Mariota finish up the season as a starting QB.
Yeah.
Because who knows if he's going to be here next year or not. And he's showcasing himself.
Yeah. No.
So
I'm
let's
with
go out
you.
And get it
and,
done.
And here's the other thing is, I totally believe this coaching staff and this general manager, they just need to breathe to be better than the last few guys we've had.
You know, there was another thing that I heard the other day, is that this will be the first time since 1998, last century, that we won't have a Manning, Brady, or a Mahomes in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, they've dominated.
Well, listen, guys,
man.
Have a great day, and thank you for taking the call. Merry Christmas.
Yep, happy holidays, Danny. Appreciate you chiming in. All right, keys to victory, pathway to success. Do I actually believe Washington can win this game? Yes. Yes, I do. I truly believe that Philadelphia has cracks and they can be figured out. I mean, look at their losses this season. They lost to the Chargers. We beat the Chargers. We beat the crap out of the Chargers. They lost to the Bears. We had that Bears game won. They even lost to the Giants earlier this year. So their record might say 9-5. Our might say 4-10. You throw out the records for any NFC East divisional matchup. Keys to victory. Number one, we have to have more rushing yards than Philly. The good thing is I think this coaching staff is now committed to the run. In the second half of the season, you've seen that. They're especially on first and second down. Give Bill his opportunities here to go out and run the ball. And really, I think our offensive line, as they are getting more, you know, continuity and chemistry with each other, they're getting better at blocking for running backs. For half the season, they were just dropping back and pass protecting. So, number one, we got to slow down Saquon Barkley. And also, like, running for more yards than Philly includes the quarterbacks. Hurts can burn you. Mariota can burn them. We need more rushing yards as a team than Philadelphia. Second key to victory. The reason we beat Philly last year, when we beat them, I thought was our ability to get in the backfield and sack Jalen Hurts. And there was one play where Luvu threw him down on his head. And I just think that Jalen Hurts, when he has time, is a darn good quarterback. But when he is running around or trying to make something happen because there's guys in the backfield, that's when you see him make his mistakes. Or he just burns you with his legs, and he doesn't keep his eyes downfield. I've seen it before when Jalen Hurts misses a wide-open Devontae Smith because he's running himself, right? Or he misses a wide-open Dallas Goedert because he's running himself. So got to get in the backfield. Key to victory number two, more sacks. More sacks than the Philadelphia Eagles. Number three, to win this game, we got to win the turnover battle. Clean game for Mariota. Don't know if that's possible. He has one play every week where you're just scratching your head. And you're saying, like, that guy's a Heisman Trophy winner? Like, there's a reason he's a backup quarterback, because he makes one bad play every single game. Hopefully, he's able to have somewhat of a clean game today against the Eagles. All right, we close out the show with AWOD's picks. I told you guys at the intro, I've never felt more good about a team after a loss than the L.A. Rams. I love what Sean McVay did and what he said after the loss as well. I mean, look, they got screwed by the fluky two-point conversion. They got the ball in overtime. They scored in overtime. They got the extra point. Seattle got the two-point conversion. You give them credit. I thought the Rams had a great game plan. They executed. Matthew Stafford nearly threw for 500 yards. Wait till they get Devonta Adams back in the postseason. I've got the Rams winning the NFC, and I had this as a topic this week on my show in Richmond. Who takes advantage of no Kansas City in the AFC? I think the answer is the Buffalo Bills, and with their most recent win over New England, I think it's set up for Buffalo. Yes, the AFC to run through Buffalo. They need New England to drop one more, and they need to win out. They've got the Browns on Sunday. I expect them to win that game easily. I think the Bills win out, and at 13-4 are your champions there of their division. Now, they might not catch the Broncos, but that's okay. I don't think the Broncos are going to represent the AFC this season, not with the way Bo Nix has been playing. I just think he's too inconsistent to beat a guy like Josh Allen. So Bills-Rams is my Super Bowl prediction, locking it in here on December 20th. Look, I'll be rooting for the Commanders. I hope they can keep it close. In these games in which we're eliminated, I just want a reason to watch the fourth quarter and not be so upset because we're down by 30. Packers-Bears, this is the pack. This is the pack game. Chicago's got too many injuries. Packers win this game and end up winning their division. Sunday slate, Bills over the Browns. Chargers over the boys, ending Dallas' season. Chiefs over the Titans. Bengals, Dolphins, gimme Miami, and that one. Jets, Saints, I'll take the Saints. Vikings, G-men, I will go G-men in that one. I don't think Minnesota is going to end up with some crazy win streak here to end the season. They won two in a row for Washington and Dallas. I don't think they make it three in a row in their division. Bucks-Panthers is a sneaky three-star game. It's basically the first of two matchups that will decide that division. They play today, and then they'll play on Week 18 as well. Give me the Bucks to go into Carolina and win that one. Jags-Broncos is a hell of a game from Mile High. This will be the ultimate test for the Jags to see if they can actually compete in the AFC playoffs this year. I'm going to take Denver in this one, though. Falcons-Cardinals, I'll take Atlanta to win between two coaches that might get fired at the end of the season. Steelers-Lions, I'm taking Detroit to keep their season alive at home. Raiders-Texans, that is my Survivor pick. Yeah, I'm still alive in Survivor. I'll take the Texans. Patriots-Ravens, give me Baltimore to win that one. I think the Patriots' season turns with their loss to Buffalo. And then 49ers-Colts, I will take San Francisco over old school Philip Rivers, old man Rivers, on Monday Night Football. It's been a ton of fun doing a show here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Appreciate Metal Chris running the ones and twos. I'm glad we were able to take calls about the JMU Dukes because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is why so many people want to go to a school that has football, for this opportunity. And I just hate the people who are saying, oh, well, they're not one of the best 12 teams in the country. They don't belong. They won their conference championship. That's the best that they can do, that they can control. They need other teams to schedule them, and they just won't schedule them. They just won't. I mean, that's not their fault because they built up a program that's so good that, like, both UVA and Tech don't want to play JMU anymore. They know that there's a chance they lose that game. So I'll be rooting hard for JMU. I've got my finals being Ohio State over Oregon. Yeah, I know nobody likes a dynasty, but I've got Ohio State, Ryan Day's most talented squad, winning it back-to-back. We've already had kickoff. It's still 0-0 between Miami and Texas A&M. If you keep listening to this station right here, you will hear the Washington Capitals in action. So a lot going on in the sports world today. You got college hoops as well. I mentioned earlier, going to mention it again, UVA, Maryland. That's the big game that I'll be watching today. UVA, Maryland. I think UVA's got a terrific squad in college hoops in year one for Ryan Odom. And, of course, Commanders, Eagles. We gave out the keys to victory. Pathway to success. Let's see if Ben Sinnott, Bill, and Jordan McGee can step up for the Washington Commanders over the final three games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.